And welcome to season 9, episode 39, almost 40, just 39, of Swimming with the Fish. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a little later on our recording night than normal. I've had a very busy day for someone who doesn't work, and I would like to thank right up front the Chief and the Goon for allowing me to say a happy birthday to my nephew and spend some time with the fam. But I'm here now, full bore. Here we go, guys. This is showtime. Chief, how the heck are you, man?
I got bit in between my toes by a fire ant.
Ooh. Ow.
So I didn't know what was hurting. I found out my foot swelled up.
Ooh.
And I mean, that's normal fire ant response nowadays. So
are you allergic now?
No. It is what happens when you use the techniques from the old country. So as soon as I found out I got bit, I rub-a-dub-dubbed it with white vinegar. Mm-hmm. And after a swollen sting, everything was gone. So now I just have a red dot of shame.
Wow. White vinegar, huh?
Yes. As opposed to what we would do, which would be to coat our insides in bourbon.
I like that idea, too.
I don't think that works the way it's supposed to.
I don't know. It depends how much bourbon you use.
Is there really a limit?
Eventually, yes, because your body will cause a purge operation to occur. And that's very unpleasant. So I'm told, he says.
The purge is always necessary.
Swamp Fox is not believing this, but believe he's the only one.
Well,
what?
Purge? What, the purge?
To know that I drank that much at one time.
Oh.
Ah. He's related to you.
He is.
Yes.
These are things that should be known.
It's either he or the Sicilian. I can't remember who was with me.
But you purged.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever fall out of a bunk bed? Like the top one?
No. No. Have you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was when I stopped drinking rum. Because I don't remember getting up into my bunk bed. But I remember being on the ground. And my roommate said, yeah, you came down the hard way. And I went, oh.
Well, ow.
Yeah. I also made it through several lanes of traffic on Route 1 in College Park in a state of non-remembrance. So, yeah, there's that.
These are things you should never do or admit to.
Well, no. This is because you should, when you are a cautionary tale, you should be proud of it and present it to others, as in, don't be like me. So this is why I stopped drinking rum.
Left a date at a party once.
Oh, dude. Oh,
she
who you're currently with.
No, yeah.
She's probably still there, mad.
It doesn't count.
She had no cause to be mad.
Uh-oh. Was she with someone else? Was she philandering?
Yes, she was.
Okay.
My only regret is that Sicilian had to deal with her. And it was Sicilian's brother who she was philandering with.
Man, I can only imagine.
That's awkward.
You know what, though? Mm. Swamp Fox and I have a nickname for this woman. It's her name with the word crazy appended to it.
No, okay.
So the Sicilian, I think, did me a big favor. One of many favors over girls I was infatuated with at a time or another that people have went, this is a terrible idea.
Yes. You should stop this right now. This is bad.
Much like were I single and were thinking I was interested in the woman we saw on stage this weekend.
Very true. Very true.
You would tell me that was a bad idea, wouldn't you? Because
I would. We have a general rule, you and I.
We like them girls that
don't stab. Don't stab. Yes.
Yeah. We already know that she stabs.
Yes, she does. But she's a professional, so it's okay. So the goon and I went to the Maryland Renaissance Festival. This is our second time going together. Huzzah. And it's probably my 12th or 13th time I've been there. And something like that. I count.
Actually, I believe it's our third time going together.
Is it third? Wow, that's
cool. Yeah.
One was me.
Oh, that's right. We did.
Because I have a picture.
Way back. Yeah. Then. That's right. You're right. Third. That's right, because we had the Ogryn dressed up.
That is correct.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Okay. That is number three. Look at us.
And even at 9 years old, they were taller than poor Gimli.
We should have given him a battle axe that year, Chief.
You're going to have to throw me. I kind of make the job.
Just don't tell the elf.
Oh, you know, it's really funny. If you've read the book, right, that whole battle scene, which is like, I don't know, 15 minutes in the movie, is like one page.
Yeah.
And yet the food scene at the beginning of the Hobbit, where are flying back and forth.
The party at
the unplanned party with all the with all the dwarves. Yeah, that thing is like a chapter and a half.
That would be a goon family reunion right there.
Yeah.
So well, so the book is
just taller.
Yeah.
It's called Tolkien.
Right. And the movie is called Jackson. Yeah.
Well, so I tried reading The Lord of the Rings in Russian. I did not finish it.
I wouldn't have started it.
That book was super thick. No pictures.
Yeah. There was a young lady in my first grade class, and her name was Sabine Weber. And I remember Sabine because she gave me a book for my birthday. And the book was Pippi Longstockings in German. I never got through it.
Wow.
Well, Sabine, as you might have guessed, Sabine Weber was from Germany.
I still remember
her name. She's a lovely young girl. She was good people. Sometimes you find good people, you know.
Well, and our sojourn this weekend was with good people, was it not?
I was with a lot of good people. I was a busy weekend. Holy cow. My niece, my wife's cousin's daughter, who we call our niece, got married on Saturday, and lovely service, Lutheran mass. The wedding reception was out in the courtyard, out to the side of the church. They erected a large tent. The weather was lovely. We all had a great time.
You know, had I known that it was a Lutheran service, I would have snuck over while you were at the reception, and taped a note with 99 theses to the front of your car.
99 feces?
Theses.
Oh, theses. Okay.
These are 99 things that Martin Luther thought was wrong with the Catholic Church. Oh. Like you selling the goodwill of the saints for money.
Hey, you know, somebody's got to pay the priests.
Hey, capitalism before.
There you go.
Oh, it's a business.
It's starting off. You know, these robes don't come for free.
Oh, dear.
We're there already, huh? It's too bad they didn't have any mafioso performances at Renfest. That would be an interesting combination.
That would have been. Renfest was, as I described it to the goon, I said, we are truly in the pit of vipers. Even the hills leaned left. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Our viewpoint was not well represented.
No. In fact, good thing I was in armor if I'd have said, you know, anything, but, one of the acts threw in a jab at our current president, and I was like, okay. you know, I understand he has to play to the room. I get it, you know, so.
Well, so you got to make him understand that the room has changed. But I have been doing
such things. Not if you looked at the collection of personages who attended Manfest.
Oh, I stole a mace from some guy there and clonked him on the back of the head after the show. You don't think that got the message across?
That would be funny.
Goon, if he did that with doing parts.
That's right. If I did that.
Yeah, because who can say?
No one.
Right.
As far as I know, there are no cameras at the Ren Fair.
Right. Well, so, you don't want to be like the football player turned announcer who's now finding himself looking at 5 years in a federal prison.
That would be bad.
Yes. Well, he used to be known for the famous butt fumble, where you have the ball and you run into the butt of the center because he was a quarterback and you fumble the ball. And now he's famous for being stabbed and arrested in the hospital. So yeah, good job, Mr. Sanchez.
That's it's been that kind of week, huh?
Well, so, you know, it has.
but okay, you know who he is, right?
Mark Sanchez, yes, former quarterback for the Jets.
Yes.
Announcer who was supposed to do the Indianapolis Colts game.
And you know where the Jets are from?
The Jets are from New York.
Hell.
So, actually, they're from Jersey.
This all fits, I'm trying to say. If you follow the logical progression, you have where it's supposed to.
I suddenly see thumbtacks and strings on your wall, Chief.
But if
you just see from Sanchez to New York to hell, there you go. You know,
there's a scene in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia that perfectly exemplifies that. But I will share that later. How I am doing my part, because I was, of course, castigating Crutch, which I'm known to do, and then Goon may or may not have tried to educate some folks, but I know that my family, too many of them, are confused. So I decided, but we're all gamers. So anytime you can inject games plus politics, I do it. And are you familiar with the game Mass Effect?
I've heard of the game. I do have never played it.
I am not.
Okay, so it is a game in which, you know, AI is basically wiping out all organic life. You being an organic human are standing in the way of their prime directive, which is kill everyone. And the people who made the soundtrack for it, mm-hmm, did an absolute wonderful job. So in the beginning of the third, which is where the story truly ends, they're making more, but that's a cash grab now that the Saudis have bought EA. So in turn, they have bought BioWare, and I'm pretty sure Space Jews will be a thing now, much like Dave Chappelle wanted. But anyway, the whole thing in the beginning, you spend 10 minutes trying to save this kid, only to watch the kid get on a plane, wave, and say thank you, and then the Reapers, who are the AI, come wipe that plane out, and you're just staring as it goes down in flames. Now, okay, so the
that's not dark at all.
Yeah, so it's trying to set up the whole idea that resistance is pointless. Like, you're fighting a losing battle. Civilizations have fought this for 50,000 years. They all lost. Why do you think that you're going to win, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the music, that's the theme, that's the scene. Mm-hmm. That's what they're trying to invoke. So I am scrolling on the stuff that I scroll on, and somebody on Twitch uses that music to express what happened in Oregon, where the woman was ramming the ice vans. If you had seen that, and if you hadn't, then I have put it up to you. So a person is videotaping, mm-hmm, a an ice truck with his flashers on, and this person is trying to hit them and is a known Antifa agitator. Mm-hmm. The music is going on. The feds surround the car and then blast into the car.
Wow.
She was shot multiple times. She survived.
Really?
But
were they lousy shots? What?
No, they hit her in the head, but she was she didn't have a
brain. Nothing. There's nothing
there. She had a very colored head.
Nothing vital.
Yeah, so it's amazing. It was that these kind of things are in the news that I don't know if people are hearing, but I sent it to everyone who I know is a gamer, and I was like, the tide have turned. So it doesn't matter how many people are thinking this. Just as of, let me see, 22 minutes ago, the administration was thinking of invoking the Insurrection Act to basically lock down Portland. Because the judge...
It's not like the police are doing anything.
The police are actually helping. That is part two, that they have stated that the police are actually anti-sympathizers.
So the... Really?
Yeah. Yes.
They might be peeing their pants.
Because it was funny. I heard a report come out that the police union said that they were very upset with the rule that they've been told to stand down and not help ICE officers, because their attitude is you always help other law enforcement. And you're saying that's a smokeshade. Because
I think that was Chicago.
That was Chicago. Oh, that was Chicago. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. There's so many, you know, cities going up in flames. I hard to keep track of them. I need a
program. Another city I don't need to go to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's limiting my options for vacation. I'm going to be left with extreme southern Maryland, and that's it. Oh, wait. I won't change at all.
There's the explanation of how this all comes together.
Exactly. No doubt. That's a whole week in review right there.
It's the truth. Well, that's kind of how my week's been going, but it's my own fault, so.
Oh, Lord, what happened now, Goon? Did something damn... Oh, wait, yeah. I know something broke, because we were supposed to take the Deadpool van to...
The Deadpool van.
Yeah, so the Deadpool van is broken.
So since you are both married, I will give you a logical sequence of events, and you tell me whose fault it is, or who's responsible. For the van now.
Yeah, I don't. Joe, you don't need to.
Don't jump ahead.
We know this story. Good.
Yes. That is the answer. It's my fault. It's my fault. A hurricane drove the van to 7-Eleven to get Coca-Cola, I believe.
Oh.
For us for our trip, actually.
Oh, well, that was very sweet of her.
You know, and when she attempted, after she had purchased the Coca-Cola and gotten into the van, to turn the key, it will not turn.
Now, when you say it will not turn, are you saying it turns and doesn't make any noise, or the key physically doesn't turn?
Key physically doesn't turn.
Like she's using the wrong key.
Right. You can insert
the key. Was
there
any chance that she was using the wrong key?
No, I brought every key to 7-Eleven that we had.
Okay.
And they're all stuck. So... A pin broke, something in there is jammed. Long story short, took us about 3.5 hours to get AAA to tow it back to my house.
You should have hardwired it like they do in the movies.
Yeah. Yeah, the immobilizer will not allow that.
Oh.
Unless I can get a Ute who knows about these things and show me how to bypass it.
You're going to need 2 Utes.
A couple of Utes.
It might need 2 Utes. That's true. I poor Hurricane, trying to use the other keys, she accidentally hit the button on one of the remotes that will lower all the windows.
So wait a second. So the car's not running, but the windows go down?
Yep.
And roll them back up?
Yep. You can't. You have to turn the power back on to roll them back up. So
what?
Now I have
the insanity allows you to roll it down but not back up.
Listen, you're
designed
you're,
this vehicle, sir.
You're preaching to the choir here. This is an odyssey.
No, it's not. It's more like a tragedy.
Yeah. So now I have a car that I cannot start that I had. I can't remember the name of the tow truck driver. That's too bad too, because he was a prince among men.
We'll just call him Charming.
He helped me push the car into my garage. Cause I'm like, I know how to fix the ignition switch.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I don't know how to do is program the lock, but I know a locksmith will come out to the house to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having trouble with the lock earlier in the day, but I got around it very easily. That's why I don't know. Is it just a slipped pin or did something break?
When you were wrangling your key in there, you think you broke something?
I don't know. It worked several times for me after that. But yeah, it worked for me. I tried that. That's a bad line of reasoning.
I know.
Bad goon, bad, bad no bad. Biscuit.
Yeah.
So, have you heard of a leashy tool?
A who?
No, what's that?
All right, so I'm going to educate you because you know that, well, I know that crane.
Welcome to tool time. Sorry.
Well, no, this is more ninjas in the hood, how to get past a messed up lock, part one.
Okay.
So I will...
more. This. We have so many links, folks. You're going to be so busy. There's going to be homework and a grade.
Yeah. How did you do on your homework, by the way?
On my homework? Oh, epic.
You had homework to do.
I did.
You know, number one fan is not going to be pleased because she specifically reminded you.
She did. She did. I totally forgot my homework. I'm going to say I left it on shavel. It was eaten by a dog and then run over by a snake.
And when we were, I mean, she was kind enough to entertain us while we were stuck in traffic.
Yes. So as Chief well knows, when you get close enough to the entrance of Renfest, you slow down to a mighty crawl. And we were 2 miles away and my car said it will take you 22 minutes. And I went, you're probably right. And it was like, okay. So I called my mom and we had a lovely chat and she's still like, well, you guys must be getting close. I'm like, no, we're still 8/10 of a mile away.
So it'll be another hour at least.
Yeah. I was like, you could get in your little electric chair and beat us there.
Yeah. Well, we had cold drinks.
We did. That was what was important.
And ultimately, who do we thank for this?
Well, the chief, of course.
The chief. Yeah. Who taught me the ways of the prepper ninja. And so well, now I have it.
I'm now teaching you how our to ninja. Legally break into your own vehicle.
That's awesome. I like this, by the way.
So
it's called the leashy tool. Okay.
Yeah, it is. So you get it for, each manufacturer, whether it be Master Lock, Quick Set, all of them have a particular thing.
Right.
You know, so the base is all that matters because the pin's done. You putting, you're applying enough pressure so that when you find the correct pin set, it'll keep it in place. Mm-hmm. And so this goes through all the pins and you can actually write it down so that you can have keys made or, you know, you can just tap it in, get in your vehicle, mm-hmm. and drive away without.
Yes, you rarely should put this in other people's vehicle. That would be
break,
Grand Theft Auto. It would be wrong. Yeah.
But that wasn't the only thing that broke. So oh, we have that.
Wait,
that
there's more.
Oh, so much more. The next morning, Hurricane went into her bathroom to take a shower and turned on the bathroom fan and heard nothing.
Hmm. How did she you said, break this, Goon?
You know, I don't know. I knew that the motor was slow to start up for a little while now. But fortunately, with this particular, it's one of the really popular Newtone bathroom fans.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just buy. I'm sorry?
With the LED light?
No, no LED light.
Oh, okay.
Just a fan, no light. But you can buy the squirrel cage and motor for under $30 on Amazon.
Hmm.
And so mine's on order and I'm waiting for it to come in. But in the meantime, I looked at it and said, today, I wonder if I could fix this. So in order to get the squirrel cage off, you have to pop the cage off the axle. There's a little metal clip that holds it in place. Solomon, in all his wisdom, would not be able to get that clip off.
Wow.
I finally found a way to do it. I let the motor hang between two by fours, mm-hmm. and I more or less gently tapped on the top of the axle where the clip is, and I got it to move till it was very near the top. Then I wedged my fingers, large and pierogi smeared fingers, underneath and wiggled it, and I popped the clip somewhere into my pantry. I have no idea where it is. So even if this would have worked, I would have still had to go get a new clip. However, when I did that and when I lubricated the shaft on the motor,
mm-hmm.
it's the brushes on the motor. It didn't help.
So I learned something that I did not know. The parts that show the most wear on that, as you have just taken it apart. I learned that when you use components that have bearings made from China, they actually wear out and start grinding. And that's where it apparently made in the USA means something again, because I looked at it, the bearings are not stainless steel, but plastic.
Oh my God.
And that is what does it. Because I was like,
how does that even work?
It's think of it like
shaping. It'll work for a little while.
Yeah. It'll go for like a year and then it won't. And it if you had the loud noises, it is very possible because it makes like a grinding noise.
Yeah, no, I didn't have any noise. You could just hear it slowly starting up.
Well,
and I could look through the grate and see the squirrel cage spinning slowly.
I did not know this until a Canadian engineer was going over. I'm learning about zero point energy and dark matter, and how to generate it in your home. So you know the things that regular people do in their spirit.
You might need that.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But they were getting parts, and then they were putting the parts on display. And he said, "While I love China and I love that things are cheap, let me show you what happens when you use their bearings and their spools." And then he said, "It once got shaved down, and the thing flew out, and another one just cracked, and the wheel came out." He's like, "So we're getting American ones." And then the next week he said, "We got the American ones and they work so much better." And I was like, I did not know this.
Hmm.
So,
well, perhaps then I will run over to Home Depot where I can get the manufacturer's brand. Hopefully that'll be made in America.
Yeah. Apparently if you,
sorry,
you can
cut, I don't need a kerfuff.
You can look at the warranty, and if they have limited lifetime, there's a good chance that it's going to last a while. If they have the 1 to 3 year, you can expect in 1 to 3 years that you'll be replacing it.
Excellent. Maybe I'll have sold the house by then.
Little truth in advertising there.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Yep. So then let's see, what else have we had happen? I filled the lawnmower with gasoline, which has been running fine for me all summer now, and a hurricane went to use it. It won't start.
What? Well,
whose fault is that?
Yours, because what kind of gas did you use?
ethanol-free stabilized gas.
Same gas you put in it last time?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's definitely your fault.
I think she may have let it run all the way out so that it drained itself and stopped running. Yeah, and I think when you do that, tomorrow I'll go out. I found this out at dusk today.
I wait for it to get really hot like that and just throw a cup of gasoline right on top of the lawnmower. Eventually,
that'll take care of it.
Eventually everything starts and blows up. One of the two.
Yeah. You, however, have been having much better luck with things mechanical. I saw your new garage door.
I am so happy about my new garage door. My new garage door is chain driven and yet is quiet as a monk with sewn lips. It's crazy. We finally have enough remotes that there's a remote for every car, and the outside panel works, and it's all very cool, and I couldn't be happier, and it's nice not having to get out of my car to open the garage door. It's awesome. I'm loving it.
First world issues.
Yeah,
indeed. However, on another positive note, the Red Sox lost to the Yankees in the wild card game of the American League East in the series, which I was upset about. But they've played the Blue Jays twice now. The Yankees have,
and lost both times. First,
they lost 10-1 on the first game.
Oof.
And they've lost 7-13 on the second game. So I don't know whether this is a 3 or 4 game series.
Well, you know, the Yankees are always good at two and done or a one and done. You know.
Yeah. So baseball's over for this year for me. So yeah, that's
football's
good.
Over for me. After Sunday. Well, I was out renfesting. Huzzah.
Huzzah.
Yes, the wayward Baltimore Ravens got the worst shellacking in franchise history. Most lopsided loss. By the Houston Texans, of all people. The winless Houston Texans are now 1-3.
They're not
winless anymore.
Exactly. Yes. So, yeah, there's that. Hoy. What a day. Although, to be honest with you, one funny thing I attended a wedding on Saturday, and one of the cute things was the groom is a very, very huge Star Wars fan, maybe almost as much as Goon is a Disney fan. Well, so much so that he convinced all of the bridesmaids and groomsmen to form have you ever seen at a Navy or Army wedding that the Honor Corps produces like a walkway with swords, and then they all go, and then the bride and the groom go through there, and it's tradition that the swordsman at the end taps the bride on the rump.
I didn't know about that last.
Oh yeah,
part, but
it's
I would
for good
that.
Luck. It's for good luck. It's just a tap with a sword. Anything. So,
it's duck, duck, goose. That's what they're playing.
Don't you mean Dirk, Dirk, goose?
I do, but I knew, but only you and I will get that joke. And the people we were with.
There's a Red Vest. Yes. We'll explain that all to the chief because he's at a loss right now. However, in true Star Wars fashion, he convinced all of the groomsmen and bridesmaids to produce a lightsaber walkway, and the bridegroom and the bride entered the reception to Darth Vader's theme. And I thought, well, that's a cheery song, you know, which is even funnier when you find out that both parents of the bride and both parents of the groom are evangelical Christian pastors.
Nice.
I leave that for the moment of WTF over. I'm like, the titular character synonymous with all the evil in the universe, and that's his theme song they're playing, kiddies. Yeah.
So it's a redemption story.
It truly is. It actually is. Yes.
So it's, I mean, like, and you know that the parents of no, the children of pastors can be the most rejectful of whatever they're pastoring.
Well, you guys would be very approving of this wedding. Both my niece and her new husband are both very active in their respective faiths. My niece is now a converted Lutheran. Her now husband is still evangelical, but she's working on him. And they do a lot with the youth programs. They're both Eucharistic ministers. There was a lot of good solid Christian fellowship there at that wedding. A lot of folks were like, "Yeah, God's watching on this one." As both of these people needed each other, which I think they did. I'm very happy for her. I know she's been through a couple of relationship fiascos, and we've all been
as have we all.
And my wife just sent me a text message.
Who you love?
Well, she sent a very, very sweet text message, something I had no idea that was even in the offing. Something that actually makes all of the dreary horribleness that we're going through this week just a little more comforting to get through. And apparently, the two remaining members of the rock group Rush, of which I am a huge fan, and to this day kick myself for not going to the 40th anniversary tour, not realizing that it was their final tour and that the drummer would pass away a mere 3 years later. Apparently they're coming out of retirement. They have found a drummer who can play the part, which is big shoes to fill, and will be touring in 2026. I will be very happy to provide a post-concert report, because hell or high water, I will be at one of them. I don't care where it is. I'm hoping it's in the United States, but frankly, that's not going to be a stopping factor.
I'm looking at several dates here in the United States for you in 2026.
You've already got the tour dates?
Rush. I just looked up Rush 2026. June 7th, Inglewood, California.
I'm going to California. 9th,
June 24th, Fort Worth, Texas.
There you go.
Oh, wait a second. Did you say, you said Fort Worth, Texas?
Yep.
June 24th.
24th and 26th. Two concerts. A Wednesday and a Friday.
We'll be at both.
There are, let's see, where else?
My tickets in Chicago? No.
Chicago? No. New York? No.
Madison Square Garden?
Toronto? No. Cleveland?
Cleveland?
Not many tickets left in Cleveland for next September, but.
That's amazing. Next September. Let's look back at that Fort Worth. Ooh, that's interesting. How much?
Dickies Arena.
I know. I'm waiting for the page to come up. How many tickets do I want? Two, right, Goon?
Yeah.
Let's see. Limited inventory. Act now. Secure your tickets. They're not going to sell. They'll probably be sold out before this, before our show. Oh, look at that. Tickets are available.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
Jumping Jehoshaphat, that's not something.
Are you ready, Chief? The tickets are selling between $359 and $500.
More than that.
Wait a second. Six and that. Seven, eight.
$1,370.
The highest price of tickets is $4,334.
Nope. $6,751.
My page only goes to four. Is there a second page?
I don't know. I just scrolled all the way to the bottom.
Okay. You know what? No. I love the band. I can't afford it. I'm not working right now. My wife would have me on a pike You all could stare at what was left of my stupid head.
I showed you the way, like Lotsu said.
There's no way I can generate that kind of money in a year.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
No, because I have to pay for all the other things first.
Surely you jest.
No, and don't go no. Surely.
This man needs a hospital. Doctor, what is it?
It's a building where six people go, but that's beside the point. Anyway, thank you. When is that? Is that already out? The new Frank Drebin movie?
They did not any.
Sit.
Yeah, I'm seeing when we're done, there are so many things that have hit the streaming services that I'm wondering, and I have popcorn. So I'm wondering why I would leave my house. Even though the movie theater we go to is $2.
Yeah.
Even that is now, like, is it worth the experience? Or because, like you saw, everything here takes a minimum of a half hour to get to. And that's with one streetlight going 70 plus miles an hour. So,
wow.
I just don't think it's worth it. But going 15 feet into the next room to watch it on a TV, especially with no kids.
Oh, that reminds me. That reminds me. I saw, because I know that the Goon has done an amazing job of like ripping all of his videos and sticking them on his Plex server.
Yes.
Seagate is selling a 20 terabyte hard drive.
Oh.
20 terabyte hard drive for like $292.
Okay. Whoa. So I've got questions.
Huh.
What is the storage medium?
Good point. If it's discs, actual physical platters, that would probably be a problem. I have to go look again. But I thought that was, at the minute I thought 20 terabytes. Who could use 20 terabytes? Oh, that would be the Goon.
Yes, I could use that.
This is because I can only imagine how you guys feel. Because I feel bad when I have a 512 gigabyte flash drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember spending my entire month's salary on a 100 meg hard drive.
I had to borrow money from my dad to buy a 400 megabyte hard drive because it was $400.
I remember those days.
A megabyte. Yep. And now 20 terabytes, which, let me do the math here, is 5 million, let's see, 400, no, not 5 million, 500,000 times more dense, right? At half the price.
Yep.
That's insane.
Prices are coming down for some things. Not so for theme park tickets, though.
Uh-oh.
So during our forced vacation,
mm-hmm.
shall we call it that?
Yes.
Can I say thank you to the Senate?
You're going to thank them for what? Because
nothing. Absolutely, absolutely nothing.
Awesome. Yes.
Get to work, you lazy savages, you.
Sacks of excrement. How's that?
Yes. Only you left. We need two more.
Two more. Two more. Yeah.
Two more at the factory.
And if they don't give it to me, they should all get a two more. How's that?
Didn't even take you a second to come up with that.
I am witty today.
So we're...
It should happen once a lifetime, right?
We're using this time to sort through all our junk in the garage and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because I had to push the van in there and I couldn't steer it. So we had to move some big boxes out of the way. And, because it had the windows roll down.
I heard that.
Poor woman. She had to endure my sidelong glances like, you did what? It is my fault. All of it. 100%. just how it is. So I found in one of the boxes memorabilia from pretty sure it's the first Disney World trip I took with my mom after my dad died.
Mm-hmm.
Because back then they were still using ticket books.
Okay.
So we had an 8 adventure ticket book. So 8 tickets, right? Remember, only the Magic Kingdom was open, 1 theme park.
Right.
So right now, a day in the Magic Kingdom when I was there in August was $188 per person per day.
Okay.
How much you think the ticket book was? This would have been after 1974 and before 1983. Somewhere in there. I was mocked yesterday by Crutch for knowing, being able to just off the top of my head zero it in a little better than that. So I won't bore you with the details.
I kept turning to his government people and going, seriously, how many people would have this off the top of their head? They're like, yeah, nobody. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. They know how I am. How much think? Chief, what do you say?
About $20.
Lower. Oh, Laura. I was going to go 40. Okay. 10?
Wow.
Lower.
5?
Not 5. $7.50.
$7.50, and what would it cost today for a comparable package of fun and frivolity?
$188.
Well, you said $188 per person. Was it like, was it for the book, that whole book, or was it in the?
It was for a book of 8 tickets, and generally, what you did is you bought a book for each person that was going in. So my mother and I would have spent $15. To buy that ticket book.
Wow. Or $376 today.
Yeah.
Wait, so the ticket book now is $188 per person?
They don't do the ticket books anymore. And if I had any tickets left in it, they would still honor them.
Well, that's about the only thing they honor.
But would you be crazy to use them as tickets? That's like finding a rare coin and putting it in the gumball machine.
Right. If they were ticket books, it would already be on the seller site today. Cause you know, we don't know when we're going back. Thanks again, senators.
We hate shoes forever.
Yeah.
I see the 4D chess move and I have to, I asked, okay, so we have friends. These
well, some people are, you guys do.
Okay. Okay. You have people that you know.
Okay, there you go.
And they lean in a particular way.
Mm-hmm.
And we have asked, hey, what do you think they can possibly get out of this? They being the party that is opposing the current bill to open things back up.
Well, they want everything, and it's because they tied it to the ACA money, which may or may not be a legitimate thing to look at. But, you know, let's put it through the process. But the idea that you're going to tie all this other crap and then say, well, the Republicans don't want to give us anything. We're going to ACA, people are going to die, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but I'm tired of it. I don't care.
That's the Unaffordable Care Act, right?
Exactly.
So as it stands, though, opening up those provisions would do what they're accusing, which is the ability. So they've all to call a person who is not technically supposed to be here an illegal. So they can honestly go on there and say, hey, we're not giving free health care to illegals because.
Right.
Undocumented.
We are no illegal people. It's a terrible, terrible term. You're racist.
Yeah. So I will, that softball, I'll just let fly by me. But the whole idea is that I said, okay, best case scenario, what do you get? Because the longer this goes on, more divisions and, you know, branches, the government will be able to say are not coming back. And they're looking at all the ones that are darlings to that particular political affiliation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Even Trump admits that this is a gift, because while he tried to do things like, you know, shutting down USAID and the courts went all, you know, wackanoodle crazy, putting the government in default gives all kinds of leeway to the executive branch. Because, you know, we don't have any more money. We can't pay those bills anymore. Shut it down. And when they shut it down, it won't come back. And our friends who, you know, they're good people that the Goon and I work with. I got to meet some of his coworkers, and they're fine people. They're wonderful people. But they may find themselves relatively in the same state I am and the Goon are in right now, which is not working. Only theirs might be a little more permanent, because somebody decided we need to cut 18% of the personnel from this organization, and you were one of them.
Yes. So,
and there won't be a court that can stop him. So if you think Orange Man bad now.
So, and again, my statement to them, you let this keep going and all of your things are gone.
Yeah.
You settle and your people will revolt. You cannot win.
Yes. Hello, Rock. You eat hard, place.
Yeah, that's true.
He said, I think you're right. And at that point, I was like, who are you? Never when confronted with pure logic have they agreed. So I would worry that something had happened. And the only thing that had happened was that he could not admit that this was never about the stuff that they said it was about. And the people that are doing this on purpose do not have their best interest at heart.
Right. Yes. And that will be telling. In the meantime, I know I have the day off tomorrow, so I will make my best effort to be productive in the universe. And you know, I would normally give out hugs for free, but I now have to charge for them. So there's that. You know, times are tough. But once again, folks, thank you so much for joining us. If you're new to the show, we produce a show every... The only reason I say this is we talked to a lot of people yesterday, and we may have quite a few new people listening to the show, and we think
Let's hope so.
Absolutely. And even as you're doing the free with us, we're still trying to have some fun, you know. You had a lot of charisma going, but I did keep you waiting for the lady who did all the stabby, so there's that. He has his heart still. It's not not attached to a dirk. Anyway, so thank you once again. I will get through this. Thank you once again for joining us this week. We're trying to do a every Monday show, and we'll probably be back next week, and hopefully maybe even be able to talk about getting back to work and, you know, doing work for God and country. But in the meantime, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Goon and Crutch's Renaissance Experience. With Crutch providing the armor and Goon's charisma, you will not fail to have a medieval good time. From lords and ladies to scotch eggs and mead, this is a rollicking adventure you won't want to miss. Your journey begins when you put your mark to parchment. And? Looking for a job, but communication is not your specialty? You are in luck, my friend. Join an old yet august body. Nothing you say will ever be understandable. Logical thinking not required. You can even act like a child if you wish. Send your resume to ussenate.gov today. Openings available soon. And Goon Breaks Things, that exciting new game show where you watch the Goon attempt to fix the items that he broke. It's like a bull in a china shop or a Wookiee trying to fix the Millennium Falcon. Parental discretion advised for younger viewers, or they might learn a whole new exciting vocabulary. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.